Your daily Devo for April 29th, 2026, titled Peacemakers, written by Stephen Elliott, read by Matthew Teagie. Live in peace with each other. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 13. In elementary school, two of my very best friends got into a fist fight with each other. I remember intervening and one of my friends inadvertently punched me in the face. I ran home with tears running down my cheeks. As I ran into our kitchen, my mom knelt to dry my tears and asked where I was hurt. I remember being so surprised and saying, "Mom, I'm not crying because I got hurt. I'm crying because my friends are fighting." What my mom said next has never left me. She said, "God has made you to be a peacemaker." She was right. It is my nature to help others around me. But the responsibility to help heal and reconcile is not unique to those who are called to be pastors. It is the God-given responsibility of all Christian followers to be peacemakers. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. And to do our best to restore peace and harmony where there is presently conflict and misunderstanding. Not only are we brokers of peace, but we are also to aim to live in peaceful relationships with one another. Elsewhere in the Bible, we are instructed to live in peace with one another as much as it depends upon us. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. The psalmist was right when he said, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity." Psalm chapter 133, verse 1. Today's action step. Look for ways to restore peace in your relationships.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.